Previously on Heroes.
Mom, maybe I don't have to be special.
You could be president.
Hero says, I stopped time. Toddler Touch and Go touched me and made my power go.
Matt Bachman, meet Matt Bachman.
This is why you can't give up.
We're sitting next to each other. Hope you don't mind.
What are you doing here?
I'm Rebel. I'm helping people. People like us.
You're so desperate to be someone else. Shapeshifting. It's your escape hatch.
We should pull our resources.
See that agent over there?
What about him?
To work with us, he'll need a new identity. Agent Talp's the perfect choice. His life is now your life.
Claire to Nathan.
All right, so what now?
I'll go back to Washington. Take ownership of my mistakes. Talk to the president.
Looks like you already have.
Back to this country. And I promise you that when the president agrees to meet with me, when he agrees to shake my hand, real change will come. And nothing will ever be the same.
Who the hell is that?
Thank you all very much.
Siler.
Senator Petrelli, can you give us any information? 18 hours earlier. Washington, D.C. A man wakes up with a start and leans up in bed looking curiously at his hands. He gets out of his bed, glancing around the apartment, and goes over to a mirror and peers at his own reflection.
Why does this keep happening?
His face morphs into Siler. He stretches open his mouth, reaches inside and pulls out a tooth. He holds the bloody tooth between his fingertips, then looks back at his reflection.
Who are you?
No, little Maddie's fine. I haven't even put him down since I got him.
Can I talk to him?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Mommy wants to talk to you.
Maddie, it's Mommy. Hi.
I love you, sweetheart.
Is it Mommy?
I'll see you soon.
I'll get him back as soon as I can, all right? Look, Janice, it's really good to hear your voice.
Thank you for doing this, Matt.
Bye, Janice.
Bye, Matt.
Did the agents let your wife go?
Yeah.
You don't seem happy, Matt. Is everything okay?
Fine. I mean, I guess. Look. Janice was attacked by Danko. This guy was abducted. I guess you should be happy she's talking to me at all. I'm gonna take him home.
Is that a good idea? Won't the agents just come after baby Matt again?
No, this time I have a plan.
Good. When you return baby Matt to Mrs. Matt Bachman, all will be forgiven.
I don't think so. I think that train's already left the station.
Oh, that is too sad. Baby Matt needs a mother and a father.
Maybe you can still protect him. Help us take down Building 26.
Yes.
This isn't a game, guys. Danko and his men are killers. Just let it go.
This isn't the Matt Bachman I know.
Matt Bachman isn't afraid of anything.
I am afraid. I'm afraid that I'm going to miss out on this guy's childhood. I'm afraid that I'm not going to see him take his first steps or throw his first baseball. I want him to know that he has a father. This little guy's a game changer. Yes.
It's hard to argue with that.
Okay, Matt Bachman. You go win your family back. We will go to Building 26 and stop them. Tell us the address.
No.
Why not?
So what are you going to do, freeze time, and then what?
We will stop them.
Well, eventually you're going to have to unfreeze time. And when you do, some of those agents are going to be alive, and they could hurt you. Or worse. I can't have that on my conscience. Thanks for saving my life. Now go save your own.
He gets into the car.
Goodbye, Matt Bachman. Goodbye, baby Matt Bachman.
They wave as the car drives off. Ando says, maybe Matt Bachman is right. We don't really have a plan. Hero replies, a hero never concedes defeat. In a park, Danko meets Siler.
One of my analysts spotted Siler on a surveillance camera near K Street. I assured him he was mistaken. We all know Siler's dead. Except for you.
You understand this is the only way this will work. Siler died to give you your freedom.
My freedom, how ironic.
How so?
Last night I went to sleep as myself. I woke up as Agent Taub. I didn't mean to change, I just did. I'm losing myself. Look at this.
He holds up the tooth.
I found an extra tooth in my mouth last night. Where did that come from? I'm shifting and reassembling my DNA so much it's not coming together the same way.
Maybe you should just stay as Agent Taub for a while.
Agent Taub's a nothing. I don't like being a nothing.
Think of it this way. As Agent Taub, you can come and go. Kill who you want to kill. If you're Siler, I have no choice but to hunt you down. Make your life a living hell. It's up to you.
Wait.
Sitting on the park bench, Siler's face begins to ripple, and as Danko stands watching, he morphs into Agent Taub.
Good. See you at work.
After Danko walks off, Siler draws back his sleeve. He points a finger at his arm and scratches the words, "I am Siler," in blood, then watches it heal. Chapter 11. Heroes. Created by Tim Kring. Richmond, Virginia. In a dated-looking kitchen, Tom Miller, a balding man in his 50s, puts down a cup and saucer to answer the phone in his pocket. On the screen, a message reads, "Get out now, Rebel." Siler creeps along the corridor and enters the apartment unnoticed. Tom spins round in shock to find him sitting on the sofa.
I love hot cocoa. Do you mind?
You don't want to startle me.
That's funny. There's a time when I wouldn't have given you a chance to be startled.
You don't understand. I can hurt you.
I understand perfectly. You have an ability. What you don't understand is that I'm just like you. And I'm gonna help you.
Are you Rebel?
I'm a Rebel.
Why are they hunting us?
They're afraid of us. They destroy what they don't understand. What about you, Tom? Why are they afraid of you? Show me what you can do.
He looks around and picks up a small porcelain figurine from a shelf.
I really hate to do this.
Do what?
Tom places it on a table and stands back. With his face shaking with concentration, he stares at it, pressing his finger and thumb together, until he finally snaps his fingers. The figurine shatters into hundreds of pieces.
That looks like fun.
Fun? Are you crazy?
Listen to me, Tom. The agents, they're on their way here. You need to decide right now. Do you pick them? Or do you pick me?
You. I pick you.
Good choice.
He points a finger at Tom's forehead, tracing a line of blood. Danko and his agents arrive to find Tom's body on the floor, his brain removed. The words, "I am Siler," are scrawled on the wall in blood. Kneeling beside the body, Siler, in the form of Agent Taub, comments to Danko.
Jeez, would you look at that? Guy's got some ego.
Later, in his office, Danko finds Siler looking agitated. He shuts the door and closes the blinds.
You gotta be you. Is that it?
Yeah, something like that.
You put me in a difficult position.
I got you your target. And a little something extra. He received a text from Rebel just before I arrived.
Rebel's still in D.C.
Right under your nose.
That's good news. I could use your help to take him down.
And my help? Or Agent Taubes?
You need to play dead, Siler.
You know, one of my eyes stayed blue for over an hour yesterday.
The past 5 years, I've lived 8 different lives. I've had wives and girlfriends. I spoke 6 different languages, but at the end of the day, I still know who I am.
What's your point?
Whatever you're going through, this identity crisis, you can survive.
How?
Find an anchor. Something that reminds you of you. That way, when you're feeling lost, you'll have something to hang on to. My father gave this to me 20 years ago. I look at this, and I'm home.
May I?
He takes the pocket watch from Danko.
Rodna. Soviet military issue.
He puts it to his ear.
It's running 3 minutes fast, gaining half a second every hour. Otherwise, it's a nice watch.
Understanding how things work. Who'd you kill to get that power?
That's the only one that was ever truly mine.
Outside, in the loft, Ando says, I still don't understand. You want us to get captured? Hiro replies, it's the only way. Mr. Isaac's loft has invisible laser motion detectors. If they are invisible, asks Ando, how do you know? Then Hiro blows some dust to reveal the red laser beam. Here's the plan, Hiro says. You're bait. The bad guys capture you, reveal the location of their secret lair. I rescue you and we defeat them. Bait will likely be rendered unconscious. I can't stop time if I'm unconscious. Ando retorts, and I can't become the Crimson Ark if I'm unconscious. The Crimson Ark? Asks Hiro. My superhero alias, replies Ando. What do you think? It's good. Dangerous, yet ladylike. They break into the loft, then Ando says, you've never been comfortable with me having a power. Hiro responds, we've been through this. I'm happy that you have that red lightning thing. Ando says, you smirked. You don't see me as an equal. I thought we could be a team of superheroes. But maybe I should be more like Batman, the powerful loner. The agents burst in, firing, but Hiro freezes time. Dazed, he gets to his feet and calls out, sorry, Ando, you're bait. Behind him, Ando replies, I said I don't want to be bait. They both look surprised as a bewildered Ando declares, I'm not stopped. Tranquilizer darts are hanging in the air. Ando prods one with his finger, smiling. This means I don't have to be bait, he says. A policeman presents Taub with 2 boxes.
You Special Agent Taub?
So it seems.
Unsolved murder of Virginia Gray. You don't mind me asking, what's the federal government care about some dead old broad from Queens? Nice talking to you.
Siler, as Taub, carries the evidence boxes into his apartment and places them on the table. He removes the lid from one of the boxes to reveal a blood-stained cardigan. He holds it up to his face and sniffs deeply. He opens an evidence bag and takes out a large pair of scissors. Holding them up, he stares at them intently. In a flashback, his mother is stabbed in the chest with the scissors after a struggle between them. He takes one of his mother's snow globes out of the evidence box. He holds it to his chest as memories of her flood through his mind. He furiously hurls it against the wall. Then his mother picks up one of the pieces off the floor.
This one was my favorite.
Sila looks at another snow globe, then his mother picks it up.
I bought this for you.
I remember. It was Mother's Day. You're such a sweet boy.
Why did you lie to me?
I never lied, not you. I'm your mother.
I know the truth now. My real mother was killed in front of me. You were there, you saw it.
A terrible man. And you were such a teeny little thing. I wanted to protect you, love you. I didn't think the truth mattered.
It mattered to me. All my life, I never felt like I fit in. I went to see my real father. He was so alone, so pathetic. I didn't want to become him, so I took this power, and now I can be anyone I want to be, anyone in the world. So tell me, Mom. Why do I feel so lost?
You are not lost. You're my son. Maybe I didn't give birth to you, but I loved you. I wanted you right from the start. I saw how special you were.
But I killed you.
And there was no one left to love you anymore. Now, I'm back.
She suddenly morphs back into Sila. Shocked at his transformation, he glances around, looking for her, then goes to answer the door.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What do you want?
We found Rebel. Tell Agent Taub to come join us.
Back in the loft, Ando says, "Wow, this is so cool. How's this happening? I've never been in frozen time before." Hiro replies, "It's because we were touching. I held baby Matt Parkman when I stopped time earlier. He didn't stop either." Ando says, "I feel like I'm in your secret clubhouse." Then tries on one of the frozen agent's sunglasses. Hiro shouts, "Stop that!" Then Ando says, "I understand. This has always been your me time, but now it's our time. It's like Batman visiting Superman's Fortress of Solitude." "You're noble like Superman, believe in truth and justice like Superman. You're a little fascist like Superman." "I'm not a little fascist," objects Hiro. "You're a lot fascist," says Ando. "You don't like me being a superhero." Consoling him, Hiro says, "You need to get over this. I got you the Ando cycle, didn't I? I just think Crimson Arc has unfortunate connotations." Ando responds, "You're not the only one with a destiny, Hiro. This Batman can do it all by himself." Hiro mutters, "Sorry, my friend." He restarts time, allowing Ando to be shot by the agents, then stops it again. He bows politely to Ando, then as he turns to leave, one of the frozen agents catches his eye. Standing alongside him, Hiro declares, "Just my size." At night, Danko and his team with Taub close in on an abandoned warehouse.
Target's holed up somewhere in that building.
Okay. Kill the lights.
The surrounding buildings are plunged into darkness.
Power grid's down, gentlemen. No electricity means no machines.
Time to hunt down the son of a bitch. Let's go.
Taub. You coming?
Taub has gone. Inside the warehouse, as Micah frantically stuffs his belongings into his backpack, Sila steps out of the darkness in front of him.
You're a rebel, you're just a kid.
I know who you are.
I sincerely doubt that.
I know you have a problem, and I think I can help.
And do tell me what is my problem.
You've forgotten who you really are.
You're gonna help me with that?
Yeah, I can. You're one of us. People with powers. We're all connected. You don't have to be alone.
You're alone, Micah. Family's all gone. All you have left are these machines and your false hopes.
We can help each other.
Too late. I joined the other side.
They don't know you. They can't see how special you are. You can save us all.
They're distracted by the sound of Danko's men approaching. Inside a van traveling along the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Hiro's disguised as an agent, while Ando is unconscious and handcuffed with a drug shunt up his nose. Hiro touches him with his foot, then freezes time. He rushes over to him, saying, "Ando, wake up!"
Oi, Ando, wake up!
He replies, "If I weren't shackled, I'd punch you. You set me up." "Calm down," responds Hiro. "They're taking us to the bad guy's lair, but you have to play possum." "I've graduated from bait to possum," Hiro says. "Let me put the tube back in. It's okay, I turned off the medicine. Remember, you're unconscious." As Hiro restarts time, one of the agents stares at him.
"Since when do you wear glasses?"
"Huh?"
Ando zaps the team with his red lightning, bringing the van to a halt. Hiro asks, "What did you do that for? I said wait until we were inside." Ando says he was about to taser you. Hiro says, "Okay, plan B. We go where they're going. GPS. Let's go, Batman."
"GPS. Ikuzo, Batman."
Ando cries, "It's the Crimson Ark!" Back at the warehouse.
"I want every floor secure.
Rebel's running. He's on the pier."
After a frantic chase through the docks, Danko's men finally corner Micah on the waterfront. From a nearby hiding place, another Micah watches the scene unfold as the team raise their weapons.
"He's just a kid.
Then take him down now! Take him down!"
A soldier shoots the first Micah and his body plunges into the water. As Danko and his men peer down over the edge, the second Micah makes his escape. Later, Danko's alone at the waterside as Sila walks up behind him.
"This was very unlike you. Why didn't you kill him? Take his power."
"My head's already spinning with the powers I have. I thought talking to machines seemed like overkill.
Couldn't find the kid's body. Feels like a loose end."
"He's not a healer. Dead is dead."
"We got intel from his system. Location on dozens of specials.
I'll need you to go after the more dangerous ones.
Be the hunter, not the prey.
That's the idea. You can start tonight. Just as soon as you change your face.
At Taub's apartment, Micah wakes up on the sofa to find Syla morphing in and out of his mother's form.
I am so proud of you, Gabriel.
This doesn't feel right. It's not who I am.
Why would I save him?
You saved him because he's a lost little boy. An orphan like you. He doesn't have his mommy to love him anymore.
Why should that matter to me?
You understand how he's feeling. How lost he truly is.
Isn't that right, Micah?
I shouldn't have brought you here.
You can shapeshift. How do you do that?
I seem to be able to absorb people's DNA.
My mom could do the same kind of thing. On the inside, it made her kind of crazy, but she fought back and became a hero.
I am not your mother.
You can change into someone who can make a difference. Like Nathan Petrelli. You can tell the president that he's made a big mistake.
I'm giving you a chance to leave. I would take it before I change my mind.
Don't come back. If I find you again,
I'll kill you.
Micah walks out. Nathan Petrelli's office, Washington, D.C. Silas rifling through his desk. He opens a black case, takes out a folding toothbrush, and pockets it. Surveying the office, he morphs into his mother's form.
Look at the ribbons. It's all so pretty.
He was born with a silver spoon. He was given everything, money, schools, family.
Yes, but you have a gift. You're special. You didn't need anybody to help you, and now you'll be a senator. I am so proud.
Stop it.
What's the matter? You know you're better than him. You know you're better than all of them.
I'm not better. I killed you.
It was an accident. You didn't mean to kill me.
It wasn't an accident. Don't you understand? I wanted you to die. The way you looked at me, I was some kind of a monster. I felt so small. And you came at me with those scissors. How can I be special? How can I be anything when I killed the only woman who ever loved me?
So, that's how you lost yourself. Why you brought me back? I forgive you, Gabriel.
I'm so sorry.
And now you can be any thing you want. Be a senator, or maybe even president of the United States.
She takes out the folding toothbrush and stares at it. Then Syla does the same.
You're right. I can be anything I want. I can be president.
As he touches the toothbrush, he morphs into Nathan.
I won't let you down, Ma.
At Janice's, a note. Matt went to the store, back in a few minutes.
Oh, look at this. See? Mommy's gonna be right back. You miss her, huh? I bet you do. Wow, look at this.
Mommy's doing pretty good, huh?
You know, before you were born, Mommy and Daddy weren't getting along so well.
I didn't even know that you existed.
You know, she didn't know that I would take one look at you and fall in love.
Which is what I did. I fell in love.
Wow, nice room.
You know, I know what you're thinking. And I can't. I can't just put a whammy on Mommy, make her forget everything and forgive me. No, I can't do that. Because we can't use our powers on unsuspecting people.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Hi. Hi. Thank you for bringing him back.
Yeah, what? Come on, he's really a great kid.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Matt looks like he's heard something.
What is it?
Shh. We're being watched, I can hear him. There's a van down the street filled with agents. I can hold him off for now, but I gotta get the two of you guys out of here.
My folks' summer house at the lake.
Good, good, you pack. I'll watch Matt.
Well, what about you?
I mean, I could come too. I know, that's crazy, but Janice, I'm his father, and I want to be a part of his life.
We have a lot to talk about.
Sila as Nathan.
Ladies and gentlemen, our country faces the biggest challenges we've seen in a generation. From terrorism to global economic chaos, our leadership is ill-prepared to meet these challenges. We need to shake up the power structure in Washington in order to bring real change to America. And I have a plan that will do just that. Now you may ask, why aren't I presenting this new initiative to the president? Believe me, I've tried. My office has made numerous phone calls to the White House, but it seems the president is just too busy to meet with me face to face, too occupied keeping the status quo, business as usual. It seems he likes to talk about change, but he isn't ready or willing to make it. I know a way to bring real purpose back to the White House, back to this country, and I promise you that when the president agrees to meet with me, when he agrees to shake my hand, real change will come to this country. Nothing will ever be the same.
At the Coyote Sands Cafe, Peter, Claire, Bennett, Angela, and Nathan are watching the TV.
How's he doing this?
He's a shapeshifter. And now he's one handshake away from being the most powerful man on Earth.
Well, maybe the president won't meet with him.
Are you kidding me? After that vitriol, I'm sure my staff's arranging a sit-down with him as we speak.
We need a plan.
No. I gotta do this myself, Noah.
You made that mistake before, Nathan. Tried to do it all by yourself? It doesn't work.
She's right. We can help you.
Look, I don't have to fight him. I just have to make sure that he doesn't meet the president first.
Siler will expect that. He'll be waiting for you.
I'll go with you.
I started this, Pete. I gotta end it.
He gets up from the table and walks out. The others look at one another, then after hesitating for a moment, Peter goes after him. At night, outside an office block, Hero declares, "We're here, Building 26. Ando says, "If we're equal partners, you can't make plans without consulting me. No more volunteering me as bait or possum or prisoner without consulting me." Okay, so we're agreed. Partners? Hero replies, "Yes. Being Batman is great, but I don't want you to fight alone with no one to trust. The Crimson Arc needs a partner, and so do I." Ando replies, "You realize this changes everything." "I do, my friend. Let's do it." "Go ahead, freeze time," says Ando. Then Hero collapses in agony.
"Hero,
what is it?" asks Ando. Hero says, "My head hurts bad," and his nose starts to bleed. Ando says, "I think we have a problem."
"Matt, did you find his pacifier? Matt?"
"Right."
"Okay. Ready."
"I'm so sorry, Janice. I can't go with you."
"Why not?"
"Because this is perfect. This house, our boy, you, This is everything that I've been searching for. And maybe I didn't even realize it, but Hero was right. I have to go back. I have to face them and I have to end this, or we can never have a life together.
You want a life together?
I don't know. Maybe. But I know that I want a chance to get to know you again, and I'm gonna fight to make that happen. Oh God, they're coming.
Janice picks up the baby.
Matt, they're in the back.
It's okay.
I'm surrounded.
It's okay. Stay close to me, okay? I'll protect us.
The agents pour in, weapons raised.
Down there.
The real Nathan rushes into his office and starts hunting in a drawer. Siler, in Nathan's form, holds up a gun.
Looking for this?
Get the hell out of my body.
Poor Nathan. You loathe yourself so much. What the hell are you talking about?
Siler morphs back into his own form.
I've taken a stroll through your life, Senator. You've been handed so much, and yet you want to destroy the one part of yourself that makes you truly special. Your power.
You have no idea who I am.
Sure I do. Your mother gave me a very useful ability to know the history of any object I touch. You have been a bad boy. Deceiving your mother, turning on your brother, your sweet, precious Claire. And this is the jacket you wore when you betrayed everyone.
I don't need to defend myself to you. You're pathetic. You're a psychopath. People like you are the reason I went to the president in the first place. And if you think for one minute anybody's gonna believe you're me, you're wrong.
I'm not gonna be you. I'm gonna be better than you. Goodbye, Nathan.
He raises his finger, but Nathan suddenly collapses.
What the hell did you do that for?
Petrelli's a U.S. senator. We need to handle him delicately.
Danko tranquilizes Nathan.
And you need to become Agent Taub again. We're moving to take the rest of them down. You should be part of that.
At Coyote Sands, agents blast Mohinder as he's examining some microfilm.
For every being cursed with self-awareness, there remains the unanswerable question. Who am I? We struggle to find meaningful connections to one another. We are the caring friend.
Ando's tending to Hero at Building 26.
The loving father. The doting mother. The protected child. We fight and we love in the hope that somehow, together, we can understand our significance in the universe. But in the end, no one can share our burden. Each of us alone must answer the question, who am I? What does it mean to be alive? And in the vast infinity of time, how do I matter?
Agents capture Bennett, Angela, and Claire. At Agent Taub's, Siler comes out of the bathroom.
What are you doing? I told you, I need you to be Taub.
I'm not interested in what you need.
A knife's plunged into the back of Siler's head. He falls to the floor.
Such a waste. You just didn't know your place. Agent Gordon,
Send a cleanup crew to check that.
Sila gets to his feet. He wrenches the knife out of his head. They both stare at it.
That hurt.
To be continued.